Rugby League launches gambling sponsorship code of conduct. The Rugby Football League, RFL, the United Kingdom, UK, regulator of the game, has announced the recent launch of its gambling code of conduct for sport sponsorship. This focuses on the premise that gambling sponsorship and social responsibility can coexist in sports. The RFL has adopted a code developed by the Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, a UK gaming regulatory body, and the guidelines are to complement the UK government's 2023 gambling white paper. The new code has outlined four main areas where it can promote responsible gaming and protect vulnerable individuals. This initiative shows the commitment from the RFL, other sporting bodies, and stakeholders in the gaming industry to earn revenue from gambling companies but still provide a safe environment for its customers and prevent gambling-related harm. Quote, "These new measures are good for sport, the gambling industry, and fans. Rugby League and our long-standing partner Betfred have worked closely for a number of years to ensure that any sponsorship funds are reinvested back into the sport at all levels." Opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. "We both remain committed to maintaining sporting integrity and safer gambling, and this code reflects that commitment to continue raising standards." Robert Hicks, Director of Operations and Legal at the RFL. Gambling code emphasizes four key principles. The gambling code adopted by the RFL is based on four initiatives, and the main pillar of these rules is that young people and children should not be targeted by betting companies. This means young and vulnerable people should not be the intended audience of any gambling operator promotions. All promotions undertaken by gaming operators and sports teams are to be done in a socially responsible manner. Another area is that some of the income earned from association with gambling companies should be reinvested by sports organizations into local communities to assist with local infrastructure and sports at the grassroots level. As part of this guideline, the RFL has outlined that approximately 20% of sponsorship revenues should go towards safer gambling messages. The RFL has pointed out that it is crucial to maintain the game's sporting integrity while maintaining a healthy relationship with gambling companies. The welfare of individuals involved in the sports should be a priority in the new code, and no actions taken by the clubs should compromise this.